Well, hello there, everyone. It's your favorite person, Seashell, here. And today I'm going to be talking about nice and mean people. Woo. So first, I wanted to start off by sharing why I'm so nice. That's a question I get asked all the time. I am a very, very nice person. I'm always thinking about other people's feelings before I do anything because that's just my nature. I've always been this way. I've always been this way since a child, and I know exactly why. I started like tracing back to understand why is it that I am so nice. Like, people want to know this, and I wanted to know for myself. So just thinking back to my childhood, I had a rough childhood. I had a lot of abuse and different things happening to me as a child that no child should ever have to go through. But to me, it really struck me differently than a lot of people. Sometimes when people have abusive situations happen to them, they actually become abusive themselves. They actually become mean as a mechanism to kind of correct or protect themselves. And for me, I did the opposite. I became extremely nice and cooperating and very accommodating for other people because I just wanted to protect myself from being hurt. And so every time people would come into my life or I'd meet new people or whatever the case may be, or even just strangers, any interaction that I have with people, I'm always nice because I'm trying to protect myself from being harmed or being taken advantage of or whatever the case may be, because it kind of reminds me of when I was a little girl. And so, yeah, that is my reason for always being kind of a nice person. Well, where has being nice gotten me these days? Not very far. honestly, it really turns into people, you know, continuing to try to use my niceness as a weakness or, you know, take advantage of me. And it actually makes people feel like they can run over me, and it just sends the wrong message. And so today I decided not to be so nice, and it had like this really different effect on me, but it made me feel horrible on the inside because this is just not the person that I am. Like, I've been so nice so long that being mean and rude and nasty to people is foreign to me. It just doesn't feel so great. So let me explain what happened today. I worked in customer service for a very long time, and in customer service I've always been like the nice person. So even when people call in and they're upset, I can just calmly talk to people and say, I'm so sorry to hear that. And I could put myself in their situation. If they're telling me something that's going on, I immediately put myself in that situation because that's how I identify with people. I connect with people. I have such a really good way of reaching out and helping people understand, I'm here for you. I hear that. Let me help you through this. I am so sorry this is happening to you. I feel their pain. So, you know, I'm very protective of customer service folks because I understand how it is to be on the other side of that. When somebody's calling you and they're screaming and you're having to like take everything within your inside and just calm yourself down and just take it and then come back with a nice response. You know, it's easy for me, but not a lot of people. It's not easy to do. Well, today I had an interaction with a company. I will not blast who this company is because, you know, I don't want to put out any negativity on this company, but it's a reputable company that delivers packages. We'll just say it that way. And I am on my way out of the country in a few days. I did some procrastination because I do that sometimes. And I waited until early last week to place an order for something that I needed while I'm away. So I placed my order, and you know, on some of these sites, they only give you like two shipping options, if not just one. And in this case, they only gave me two shipping options. One was to do the regular shipping, which was going to take like 10 days, which I knew already it wasn't going to be good enough. And then the other one was like a more expedited situation, but it did share with you on the site that if you chose that option, you'd have to sign for the package whenever it gets there. So I said, cool, no problem. Let's choose that option. Great. I get home yesterday. There's a door tag on my door saying we missed you. And, you know, on the back of it, it says if you want to have this package left when we attempt to come tomorrow, just sign here. So I did that. I signed it. And I even put a little note on there that said, hey, if I'm not here, please feel free to leave the package. Here's my signature. And I signed it. Everything should have been great. Today, I actually worked from home and I was expecting this package. I really wanted it. And so when I was at home waiting for this package to come in, the package was, there was a package at my door, but it wasn't the package that I was expecting. And there was another door tag on my door about this package. And I was so upset because I am leaving next week. And I realized how important it is for me to get this package because it's going with me out of the country. And so I noticed that it had been like 15 minutes since they last delivered it, because you can track, you know, when they came here and all that stuff. And I was like, I was here. I've been here. There was no knock on the door. There was no doorbell ring. And I know this to be true because my dog, I have a dog and he goes crazy. If there's anything at the door, if there's a leaf that falls in the front yard, he is barking like crazy. So, you know, if he hears a knock on the door, hears something going on at the door, he's going to run and alert me and let me know. I didn't get any alerts. There was nothing going on. So I called into this company to explain, hey, this is what happened. Is there a way I can go pick up the package myself? Well, they begin to tell me, the representative begins to tell me all the rules and regulations about, oh, well, this is this type of package, and, you know, we don't go back and deliver. We're going to try to keep delivering this package, and you will not get the option to pick it up until Tuesday. And I was like, oh, gosh, I'm going to be gone on Tuesday. That's not going to work for me. So I'm patiently trying to explain my situation, and I'm saying, hey, I'm going out of the country. Do you know that this guy kept repeating to me, yes, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we're not going to be able to re-deliver this until Tuesday. Like, it was like he was a robot or something. He was just not listening to anything that I had to say, and I was getting so very frustrated. And so by the fifth time that he's told me that it's not going to be here till Tuesday, I am livid. And I went from being my nice, calm, patient self to being this really just terrible woman. Just very mean. It's like hard for me to even explain it to now because, just like I said, it's not in my nature to be this mean. But I raised my voice and I had a few choice words to give him. And I was just really nasty. Ugly. And when he said Tuesday again, I just hung up that phone and I called right back. And then by the time somebody answered the phone, I just went straight, let me speak to your supervisor. Supervisor gets on the phone and they're just trying to be so nice. Oh, ma'am, let me help you. And I'm like, listen, this is what happened and this is what's going on. I need y'all to fix this right away and you need to do this right now. And I'm just like cursing still and upset, loud voice, all of that. And do you know that right then and there, she says, "Yes, ma'am, let me call the truck driver, a driver now. I'm gonna call him and see if we can find him, and just hold on a moment." So I'm like, okay, finally, somebody's doing something. She calls him. He doesn't answer. She says, "Let me take your phone number, ma'am, and I promise I'm gonna give you a call back once we get in touch with him." So reluctantly, I hung up the phone, and like 10 minutes later, I get a call from the driver saying, "Hey, I'm at this location. You can come and meet me here." And I went to get my package. At the end of the day, me being such a pain in the behind in this particular situation ended up with me being able to get what I needed right away. Had I defaulted to my nice self, then I probably would have, missed out on getting my package because I was just being too nice to say, "Hey, I need this. Please help me out." Instead of being the mean person, like, "If you don't get this done, I'm gonna have your job and I'm gonna do this and I'm gonna do that." And I just wanna know, just thinking about that today, why is it that the nice people have to be mean to get things done? And why is it that people respect that mean, demanding way versus the nice way? Like, I don't think it's all situations, honestly, that, being nice will get you less further along than being mean would. Like, I know there are some situations where, people want to be treated with respect, and they like people who have patience, and they like people who are nice, which usually works for me a lot of times. But there are many, many times where if I am not able to just like raise my voice or be a little demanding in certain situations, then things won't get done, and I won't be able to get what I need done if I don't. So that's my question, is why do people respond so nicely to people being mean and demanding and, straight up rude? Why does that work? I think in our world, we should not be like that. Like, you never know what somebody else's day, how somebody else's day is going, what somebody might be going through. Those are the things that I'm always thinking about when I'm being nice. I don't want to burden anybody else if they're going through something and put my drama onto them. Like, I'm trying to protect people from those situations. But then, like in today's situation, when the guy is not responding at all to how nice I'm being, it turned into me being a nightmare to the next person that answered that phone call. And I don't know why we have to be pushed to these levels to be that way. But then I know that there are people who operate off of being demanding and mean and rude just all the time. That's just who they are. That's how they get things done. And they just walk around and they bully people. They're just bullies. They're just always on, that mean pathway. They're always on that, challenging. Everything that you say or do, I'm gonna make it worse for you. I'm gonna make your life miserable. I'm gonna make your day terrible. Like, I don't understand that mentality, and I don't understand why it works. So this is a conversation. These are things I want to have a true conversation about, and I invite you to engage in this conversation. Leave a comment, send me a message, and just give me your thoughts on why that works.